crack! Fred and George apparated right beside Harry. He was so used to them doing this by now that he didn't even fall off his chair. "We were just wondering who assigned the Slinkhart book," said Fred conversationally. "Because it means Dumbledore's found a new defence against the dark arts, teacher," said George. "And about time, too," said Fred. "What do you mean?" Harry asked, jumping down beside them.
"Well, we overheard Mum and Dad talking on the extendable ears a few weeks back," Fred told Harry. "And from what they were saying, Dumbledore was having real trouble finding anyone to do the job this year."
"Not surprising, is it, when you look at what's happened to the last four?" said George.
"One sacked, one dead, one's memory removed, and one locked in a trunk for 9 months," said Harry, counting them off on his fingers.
"Yeah, I see what you mean."
"What's up with you, Ron?"
asked Fred. Ron did not answer. Harry looked around. Ron was standing very still with his mouth slightly open, gaping at his letter from Hogwarts.
"What's the matter?"
said Fred impatiently, moving around Ron to look over his shoulder at the parchment. Fred's mouth fell open too.
"Prefect?"
he said, staring incredulously at the letter.
"Prefect?"
George leapt forward, seized the envelope in Ron's other hand, and turned it upside down. Harry saw something scarlet and gold fall into George's palm.
"No way," said George in a hushed voice.
"There's been a mistake," said Fred, snatching the letter out of Ron's grasp and holding it up to the light as though checking for a watermark.
"No one in their right mind would make Ron a prefect."
The twins' heads turned in unison, and both of them stared at Harry.
"We thought you were a cert," said Fred in a tone that suggested Harry had tricked them in some way. "We thought Dumbledore was bound to pick you," said George indignantly.
"Winning the Tri-Wizard and everything," said Fred.
"I suppose all the mad stuff must have counted against him," said George to Fred.
"Yeah," said Fred slowly.
"Yeah, you've caused too much trouble, mate. Well, at least one of you's got their priorities right."
He strode over to Harry and clapped him on the back while giving Ron a scathing look.
"Prefect. Ickle Ronnie the prefect. Oh, Mum's going to be revolting," groaned George, thrusting the prefect badge back at Ron as though it might contaminate him.
Ron, who still had not said a word, took the badge, stared at it for a moment, and then held it out to Harry as though asking mutely for confirmation that it was genuine. Harry took it. A large P was superimposed on the Gryffindor lion. He had seen a badge just like this on Percy's chest on his very first day at Hogwarts. The door banged open. Hermione came tearing into the room, her cheeks flushed and her hair flying. There was an envelope in her hand.
Did you get...
She spotted the badge in Harry's hand and let out a shriek.
"I knew it!" she said excitedly, brandishing her letter. "Me too, Harry! Me too!"
"No," said Harry quickly, pushing the badge back into Ron's hand. "It's Ron, not me."
"It... what?"
"Ron's prefect, not me," Harry said.
"Ron?"
said Hermione, her jaw dropping.
"But are you sure? I mean..."
She turned red as Ron looked around at her with a defiant expression on his face.
"It's my name on the letter," he said.
"I..." said Hermione, looking thoroughly bewildered. "I... well, wow! Well done, Ron! That's really..."
"Unexpected," said George, nodding.
"No," said Hermione, blushing harder than ever. "No, it's not. Ron's done loads of... he's really..."
The door behind her opened a little wider, and Mrs. Weasley backed into the room carrying a pile of freshly laundered robes.
"Ginny said the book lists had come at last," she said, glancing around at all the envelopes as she made her way over to the bed and started sorting the robes into two piles. "If you give them to me, I'll take them over to Diagon Alley this afternoon and get your books while you're packing. Ron, I'll have to get you more pyjamas. These are at least 6 inches too short. I can't believe how fast you're growing. What colour would you like?"
"Get him red and gold to match his badge," said George, smirking.
"Match his what?" said Mrs. Weasley absently, rolling up a pair of maroon socks and placing them on Ron's pile.
"His badge," said Fred, with the air of getting the worst over quickly. "His lovely, shiny new prefect's badge."
Fred's words took a moment to penetrate Mrs. Weasley's preoccupation about pajamas.
His... But, Ron, you're not